This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome. It is so nice to have you with us on Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. You know, we talk a lot about education on this program, and that is absolutely the theme, is to really and truly educate all of us. And we do this by talking to practitioners and doctors and many people every single week. And today is no exception. We have coming up a little bit later a patient advocate, an advocacy group in Massachusetts, but we're kicking things off today with a doctor who specializes in holistic medicine and medical cannabis. And we will explore how this young, brilliant doctor found this place in medicine and why. And joining us today is Dr. Nakatar. And Doctor, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Frankie. Pleasure to be on the show. Really excited to talk to you guys.
So, you know, you're a Detroit native. You've been practicing medicine in Detroit in the at Henry Ford Health System. You have an understanding about people that are suffering. You also volunteer, by the way, at a clinic once a week to provide medical care for patients that are not insured. But what was it about the holistic cannabis world that made you want to go more into it and to explore it?
Well, you know, it was during basic, right after I got out of residency, I started my practice, and I was basically working in the hospital. And you'd see all the different types of illnesses and things that people dealt with. And, you know, we keep piling on a lot of different medications and a lot of different treatments for a lot of these different illnesses, but many of them can be prevented. And so that's kind of where I wanted to take my focus, and where I wanted to kind of look a little bit more towards working with patients on. And, you know, kind of in between, I found cannabis, and, you know, a friend had introduced it to me and kind of gave me the idea to look into this. And, you know, from there, it kind of blossomed into a lot of different interesting avenues. And so, you know, through my practice now, I've seen a lot of different patients and treated them with medical cannabis. And it's been pretty uplifting in terms of finding an alternative that really helps a lot of patients without causing a lot of other problems.
So I want to get into some of the specifics, but the clinic that you work at is called Doc Green's, and there are several locations?
Yes. We're in the Detroit area. I kind of have a practice that I started in Sterling Heights, Michigan, and I have a few offices in the Metro Detroit area and one in the Flint area as well. So, you know, and we've seen a variety of a lot of different patients through there, and, you know, we see a lot of different referrals from different medical specialties.
You know, you're talking about the overuse of medications, and we as a country have been watching and seeing these horrific stories. There was just five overdoses of heroin in Massachusetts the other night. Five in one night in one community, and they were able to save all five of them, thank goodness. It was a good night because they could save them. Many people, doctor, still equate cannabis, marijuana, as a gateway drug to heroin. And I would love for you to share, because I think that this is what excites me about this industry, is that we have a range that is so wide, and yet we're not really understanding the whole story. So if you could give us a little bit of your thoughts about.
Yeah, you know, first of all, cannabis definitely isn't something that is safe or really recommended for young children, or, you know, really
in the adolescence
age. And, you know, that's one thing that sometimes people kind of misunderstand, is that we're not all saying that this is something that's just safe for everybody in every situation. But from a sense of the sheer number of people that actually use cannabis, if it was that much of a gateway drug, we'd have a much bigger epidemic of other drug abuse and other things going on. And I don't think that really clinically our evidence, you know, kind of indicates that. But the evidence really is within the communities that have adopted liberal laws with cannabis here in the United States, as well as, you know, globally, rates of opiate use and other drug addiction actually decreases, along with deaths and other crime that goes along with that. So, you know, the data definitely is positive from that standpoint, and I think that we definitely have some option here that works much better and is much safer for a lot of people, not only just medically, but, you know, from a standpoint of abuse and dependence, we're not really seeing a lot of those issues with cannabis.
Mm-hmm. I truly believe, and this is just my feelings, and I'd love your spin on this, I truly believe that we can become addicted to anything. That there are people that the substance, whether it be alcohol, drugs, is just the catalyst, that the addictive personality is going to show itself, food, whatever, gambling, that we can use many different forms to become addicted. And I know people who are addicted to cannabis. And it was one of the reasons that stopped me from understanding it, because I became so close-minded, thinking everybody was addicted with it. And it was through my education, finding out and inquiring, that I realized that I was wrong about that theory. But I think that what we're talking about is a very specialized form of going to a doctor who is not going to give you a prescription, but is going to listen to you, listen to what's going on, and find the right path for you to take.
No, absolutely. And this is more of an individualized situation. It's not something that just works for everybody. You really have to kind of try it and, you know, have a little bit of an open mind, let the stigma of it kind of fall away from it. And, you know, really the use of cannabis has come a long way. We're not always using it in the form of the actual flower material where you're smoking it or inhaling it from that standpoint, but we have this down in dosages. You can get specific milligrams, and we can really kind of titrate and really kind of adjust the medication to the patient's needs. Not only that, you know, besides the other medications they're taking, in a lot of situations we can at least reduce, if not eliminate, some of the other medications that they take. But that's a process. It doesn't just happen overnight. It's not something that you can just quickly do. And you have to work with the other healthcare providers. There are other pain doctors and other specialists, neurologists, and different specialists that are involved. You know, it's a kind of a team effort. So when it comes to the medical care side of it, it does get a little bit more involved. But that's the kind of the beauty of it, is that you have such a safe medication to use as an alternative for a lot of different things, and people are finding it so beneficial, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Doc Green's is a perfect example. And when we come back, by the way, it's docgreens.com. Is that the website, the best website?
Doc Green's Clinic is our website, docgreensclinic.com.
Okay.
And we have a lot of information there as well.
We'll be right back. We're having an in-depth conversation today with a young doctor whose clinic is about holistic living, and part of that is giving out certain types of dosage to different patients, and we'll find out who some of those patients are. Dr. Nakatar is with us today, and we'll be back in a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Sure, Ellie.
Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. We are in the middle of a conversation with medical doctor Sukarpith Nakatar. Not an easy name, doc.
No, that's okay. It's Sakid.
Sakid Nakatar. DocGreenClinics.com is the website, and he is making a difference in Michigan and really making a difference because he's trying to get people to change lifestyles. You know, we talk a lot on my holistic health show, doctor, about there's not one pill, there's not one vitamin that's going to do it all. It's a combination of whole person living. It's about changing your lifestyle. It's about looking at different parts of the world, and when you look at the blue zones, when you look at the generation that lives longest, the centenarians, I was just walking yesterday and there is a gentleman from Italy that I bumped into who is in his early 80s and he looks like he's 50. I'm not kidding. I've never seen anyone age so well in my whole life. And I stopped him and I said, What do you do? What is it that you're doing? And he said, it's the passion in my life and it's taking care of my body. And there's a village near where he's from where that's exactly what they do. And there's a sense of community. There's a sense of eating right. There's exercise, using your quads. You know, there's a whole list of things that we do that if we're really passionate about living longer and healthier lives. But unfortunately, we as Americans have been a fast food nation for way too long, in my opinion, doctor. And we abuse our bodies.
100%. Yeah.
We're abusing our bodies. We're abusing our bodies. And at the end of the day, the back aches, the neck aches, the shoulder never healed. We are in pain. Chronic pain. And as a result of this chronic pain, in many instances, not all, the medical world has been treating us with opioids. Now we're realizing that's not always the answer. So tell us some of the patients that you're working with at Doc Green Clinics. Tell us what their conditions are and why they're coming in.
So, you know, interestingly enough, it's one of the interesting parts of medicine that I get to treat a lot, such a variety of different medical conditions, but really only using some very simple methods and kind of techniques. I mean, one is just basic nutrition. Teaching most people just what not to eat is usually the challenge, you know, but giving them a simple plan on how to do that and what to make of all these different ingredients that people are trying to read, and you're getting all these words thrown at you like organic and natural and what does all that mean and what is actually healthy or not healthy is, you know, what you really need to decipher. Getting back to the basics of eating, you know, 7 to 14 servings of fruits and vegetables and doing some of those basic things are you know, essential, along with taking the right amount of combination of supplements that you know, as an individual person needs, you know. And everybody's a little bit different on their makeup and how what their regular diets are and what they actually need to supplement. And so, you know, the challenge is just getting on the right plan. And if you get on the right plan and follow it, it leads to a pretty healthy and long life. And that's really kind of, you know, what you were just kind of describing is what that man was doing. He was just taking care of himself, exercising, and doing what he was supposed to be doing for his body, you know. And, you know, indulging is okay. Yeah.
But he also had passion. And when you're not in pain, you're able to enjoy life and the people in your life. When you're in pain, you don't want to be around people. You isolate yourself and you fight with those that you love.
Absolutely. And so the key is to do all the things to not be in pain. And that starts at an early age. Unfortunately, some of the things that once you have the pain some of the damage has been done, unfortunately, it can't be reversed. And so now then it's a matter of management. And so that's when, you know, where the physicians step in and we're you know, prescribing different medications and, you know, depending on that patient's need, again, is kind of where you need to go with that. But, you know, in the end, finding the right drive in yourself for why you're doing this is the most important thing. If you just go to your physician and just listen and take the medicine that they give you but don't do everything that you need to do, the medicine isn't going to work as well, you know. So, and if you really have that drive to get better and do these things, you can actually reverse a lot of these medical problems. You don't even have to be on some of these medications anymore. And that's usually, you know, kind of where I like to focus a patient's energy and kind of build that within them so that they can achieve, you know, some better health outside of, you know, the track that they're on.
Right, right. So when you see patients, give us the range of what they're coming in for.
You know, majority of my patients have chronic pain issues resulting from a variety of different things, whether it's back injuries, neuropathy, diabetic neuropathy, migraine headaches, a lot of different conditions that cause chronic pain. In Michigan, there's a series of a category of actual conditions as well. So we have a lot of cancer patients. We have a lot of different gastrointestinal issues. It really is a very wide variety of different conditions that people have been coming in for. And a lot of them are just kind of trying to seek an alternative. And again, it's a lot of those same people that have that kind of drive and passion to kind of get up and find something else and find some alternatives and different tools to help manage whatever conditions they're dealing with. And
yeah.
We see a variety of age of patients as well. So, from young children, depending on what the conditions are, we have some recommendations for them as well as for elderly patients as well. So,
you know, years ago, there was a young boy, and he had the good fortune of having his grandfather be dear friends with Dr. Abram Hoffer, the orthomolecular guru. And this young boy was hyperactive, and it was through Dr. Abram Hoffer that he got rid of the junk in his life and started adding mega doses of vitamin C and niacin. And of course, the rest, as they say, is history. And of course, that young man grew up being one of the pioneers in the vitamin C industry. And so I love Richard Pollack's story, but it's a perfect example of how nutrition and supplementation might be the answer. We have one more segment with our doctor from Doc Green, DocGreensClinic.com. We'll be back in a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Sure, Ellie.
Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And it is a show that we are doing to educate people about the world of cannabis and the range of cannabis. Just as we have a spectrum in many other areas of life, there is also this spectrum in the world of cannabis. And talking today from Doc Green's clinics is Dr. Nakatar. And welcome back, Doctor. It's such a pleasure to have you with us today. So I want to talk a little bit about not all strains are created equal in the world of cannabis. Not all people need the same dosage. This is very, and this is why working with a medical professional is so important, because you really don't want to take it. It's not like it used to be. You pass a joint around. That's not the kind of relief that we're going to get from cannabis. We want to be very specific and really zoom in. And there may be a combination of the hemp oil that might be just perfectly fine for someone with sleep issues, with CBD, the CBD oil itself, made from the hemp plant. It may be a more complicated story for someone who has severe chronic neuropathy. So I want people to hear about the different opportunities and that are available.
Yeah, exactly. You know, taking any kind of component of cannabis, really, which is, you're looking at the CBD content, which does activate the receptors in our bodies within our what we call the endocannabinoid system. So they can still elicit responses and create things to happen. So a lot of patients do just take non-THC forms of cannabinoids. I think the important thing is knowing the source of hemp, where it comes from, and quality and safety, which has all been improving significantly over the last, I'd even say, 6 to 8 months. We have a lot of new different items and products and ways to deliver medication, which even I thought may not be as useful, but as my practice continues, I always find some reason or another for why something works for one patient, you know, for some reason or another. So, you know, all this different technology and everything that's coming along is really exciting when it comes to being able to deliver the medication to a wider variety of patients. But using non psychoactive components of cannabis and the hemp plant have really been beneficial for a lot of patients. Even in a lot of situations where we're using very low doses of THC, we supplement that with a CBD supplement, which we have kind of a regimen built for, that really does enhance the effects of the THC without causing any increased psychoactive components. So, you know, there's been a lot of different uses and different ways, and I think as the research and everything continues to grow, we're going to find a lot of different uses and medically relevant applications as we go forward.
You know, the endocannabinoid system and the plant itself is so similar. Can you share a little bit about that?
Our endocannabinoid system is a set of receptors in different tissue in our bodies. We have our own cannabinoids, which we call endocannabinoids. And there are a few compounds that we've identified already that circulate in our body and actually work in our endocannabinoid system. And these CBDs, which is any compound which is a cannabinoid from a plant, we call a phytocannabinoid. And that actually is just the plant compounds, and THC is one of those cannabinoids, along with the multiple other ones that we're kind of finding out from the plant itself. And so any combination or use of cannabinoids can elicit the response from the endocannabinoid system. And whether that's what's off balance or, you know, what needs to be corrected to alleviate the symptom is something that you have to kind of try and just see. And that's the kind of beauty, is that it's very safe to try. There's no side effects or really anything else to kind of be concerned about when it comes to giving it a shot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Which is really great news. And that, and therefore you can really adapt dosage, you can create, and there are now brand new tools that are being developed and products to support, you know, if you're a grandmother and you don't want to light up a joint, there are some wonderful new tools and apparatuses that are being developed so that you can be at home and be able to have your dosage, and no one can smell it, and no one can know your business.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, that's been kind of one of the great advances of this, is that a normal patient who takes other medications, who otherwise has not used cannabis or otherwise used it before, would take this just like any other medication. They can put their capsule along with their other medications at their time to take it, you know. So it's become very practical, and I think that's really what started to attract a lot of people towards it, because it eliminates the stigma that kind of goes along with the use of cannabis. So people don't like to smell like it, and obviously smoking it and rolling a joint isn't always the most practical way to use a medication. So And now we have the application in any setting. So this can be in a rehab center, a nursing home. It's just become a lot more practical from a standpoint of being able to advance how it's used.
Right. If you could share with us, this is, we've done segments on pets with CBD oil. We've heard, of course, in the Sanjay Gupta piece, Weeds 1, 2, and 3, and his documentary, and the power with young children with epilepsy. And this is a field that is just in its infancy stages. There is so much that yet to be discovered and yet to be exposed. And would you mind sharing a little bit about the work in Israel? And they are really the pioneers and have created so much excitement and buzz in the cannabis world.
Right. Because of our restrictions in how things are done in terms of research and, it being a government-regulated approach, our partners out east have done quite a bit of work in the cannabis world. Europe has given a lot of different studies and a lot of good information. The UK, Israel, all of the different areas that the research is being done, everything has been positive. I mean, and we've seen the application of this in Israel actually in hospitals, which is, you know, where this should be going. You know, I mean, we don't really have a lot of focus on the actual medical side of this. You know, unfortunately, the medical community had never really had a chance to adopt or really understand cannabis from that standpoint, so we've never really had the opportunity to advance the science in the same fashion. That's a little bit of a disadvantage for us here in the United States. Medical science is medical science, it's for everybody, and that's the beauty of that. And so, you know, as we learn, and we may be a little bit behind, but we will learn, and, you know, we're going to find all the different uses and how it can be applied. And wherever it's beneficial, that's great, you know. I mean, I don't see a major flaw or problem with that. But, you know, again, the use of how safe it is in children and in adolescents is still, I think, yet to be determined as well, and I think we need a lot more research and findings to figure out a lot of different things about it as well. So, we'd like to say everything is perfect about it, but we also do need to figure out what is not perfect about it, you know, and what problems may occur, and that does take a lot of time and research as well, and, you know, we don't want to have a major epidemic or some problem that we didn't look out for either. So,
you know, you've been doing this now for several years. And I can guarantee you, people need to hear there's no shortage of patients.
No. You definitely have your set of patients that have found it and were self-medicating before, but
we've got to run. Oh my gosh, we're out of time. This has been
problem.
So wonderful, Dr. Nakatar. Thank you so much. DocGreensClinics.com, is that the best website?
Yes, that's our website. We have a lot of good information on there, but yeah, thanks for having us.
We gotta run. Thank you. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z.
Bye-bye.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the health hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975. How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Cannabis Talk A to Z. We now are joined by the Development Director for the Massachusetts Patient Advocacy Alliance, Michael LaTulip. And Michael, it is such a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Frankie. This is fantastic. I'm happy to be here.
So this is a nonprofit organization, and its website is compassionforpatients.com, and you have been advocates for patients for several years now, trying to get information and get patients care. And tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing at Mass Patient Advocacy Alliance.
Yeah, so the Massachusetts Patient Advocacy Alliance was founded in 2013 following the passage of the ballot question here, legalize medical marijuana in the Commonwealth. And originally it was actually a committee called the Committee for Compassionate Medicine, which was formed in 2009, right, you know, which led up to the ballot question being put on the ballot, and actually the founding members of the MPAA all were like the drafters of the law that passed in 2012. So we've had an integral part of, not only developing the law, but also implementing the law with the Department of Public Health. And currently at the Mass Patient Advocacy Alliance, I'm the development director. So I develop the organization. I maintain, we do regular educational events, materials, and that kind of thing. I help develop. And also, I help develop some of the regulations, some of the amendments that were included in the recent compromise bill on marijuana. So mm-hmm. I'm also involved on that end of it as well, where we actually develop the regulations. And just to note, I was recently appointed by the president of the MPAA to the advisory board to the Cannabis Control Commission. So
Michael, congratulations.
I am one of the 25 advisory board members, and I represent the registered patients on the advisory board. So I'm going to be really advocating for patients during this whole process as adult use becomes legal here in Massachusetts.
You know, we've had a rough go, and I think that when you look at the road that so many of you have been on since 2009, and then when it became part of the ballot question to legalize medical marijuana in the state of Massachusetts, and then the delays and delays and delays and delays, and it continues. This past November, it was almost a year ago, voted to legalize recreational, non-medical marijuana in the state of Massachusetts, and it was like all of a sudden people weren't expecting it to pass, Michael, I believe, in my opinion, and there's this, everyone became paralyzed. What do we do now? So it has been a very, very rocky road, and I think that it's so fascinating to see how parochial Massachusetts continues to be and how difficult adhering and making this law reality. So I'm thrilled you're on the committee.
One thing I would like to note that makes Massachusetts different is that we started with a very regulated system, which made it very difficult, whereas other states like California, which had medical marijuana since 1996, they had no state regulatory body. So the dispensaries that were open in California were doing so without oversight from the state. So, you know, things were definitely very slow here in Massachusetts, and unfortunately, even today, we only have 12 open medical marijuana dispensaries serving patients, which means that patients are far underserved. They don't have the variety of products that they need. And so this challenge now, what happened in November with legal marijuana, is now that patients are going to be fighting for potentially the same supply as adult consumers. And we're very concerned at the Mass Patient Advocacy Alliance about this, about supply constraints and issues. And we're going to be fighting hard to protect patient access from, you know, being consumed by adult use.
Right. It's a very complicated story, and I think Massachusetts is showing the world that how complicated it really is.
Yes. It's so complicated, and you know, we have a brand new regulatory agency that's going to be taking over for the Department of Public Health, the Cannabis Control Commission. They're taking over the medical program, but because of our advocacy in the legislature, we were able to protect the medical program as a separate part of the law. So the program head and the people who are running the medical program will continue to be running the medical program under the Cannabis Control Commission. Well, a lot of them will be going over, not everyone. But, you know, we're going to be maintaining what we can of medical as is in this transition, and then hopefully, like, open up even more access as the commission meets, and maybe we can update some of the regulations to help patients get access faster, and that kind of thing.
So, Michael, if I asked you a question, is this by next summer going to be straightened out? Do you feel that the laws and regulations?
Yeah, this is a very interesting question, and honestly, I know Chairman Hoffman the other day was, you know, stating that he's going to be pushing very hard to meet the deadlines, and I really do hope that the commission utilizes us on the advisory board to make things go quicker, because patients have already been waiting 3 or 4 years for safe access. We don't want to see another situation like that with adult use. So I'm going to do my role as an advisor for the commission and try and get this done by July. You know, I will do whatever they ask of me. And I, like I said, I really am hopeful that they utilize us to the full extent they can to do some of the work, you know, write the regulations. I'm going to be writing my own set of regulations that I'm going to propose.
This is very exciting. Michael, you have to come back, and we have to do a longer segment and keep us posted for more information about the Massachusetts Patient Advocacy Alliance that Michael's talking about. It's compassion for patients.com, and isn't that what it's about, is to have that compassion for patients? Congratulations on all the wonderful things you're doing, Michael. It is such a pleasure, Michael LaTulip. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's when there are clouds in the sky.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.